Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Tonight we have two very amazing stories, and they're very simple stories at the same time, and they actually happened. One of them happened to me yesterday. I happened to see a Jew, and I didn't know he was Jewish, but he kind of looked like it. So I asked him, "Hi, are you Jewish?" I had tefillin with me, so I was going to offer to put on tefillin with him. And he said, "Yes." They began to say different words in Hebrew, Yiddish, and I was totally convinced that he was Jewish. And we got to talking, and he didn't have a yarmulke on, and he described himself as not religious, but he said, "I did put on tefillin today. As a matter of fact," he said, "I put on two pairs of tefillin. I put on a Rashi tefillin, which is the general kind of tefillin that most people put on, and I put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin." Rabbeinu Tam was a grandson of Rashi who had a different opinion than his grandfather of the order in which the parshiot, the sections of the Torah quoted on the parchment in the tefillin, are written. Different order. So, for the most part, people accept the opinion of Rashi. But our sages tell us that due to the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, it's a good thing to put on a second pair of tefillin. Not the custom of everybody to do it, but in Jewish law, it states clearly that it is a good thing to put on a second pair of tefillin. So he said, "I put on Rabbeinu Tam's also." He said, "You might wonder, how should I be putting on Rabbeinu Tam's? I'm not even religious. See, I don't have a yarmulke. I don't wear tzitzis. Whatever, I don't keep all of the Torah and mitzvahs." But what happened was that I got into putting on tefillin every day. And then came the war in Israel. And I wanted to make a good resolution to increase my Torah mitzvahs. And the rabbi was talking all about the importance of tefillin, that tefillin protects Jewish people, tefillin puts fear into the hearts of our enemies, etc. So I said to my rabbi, "Listen, I want to increase in tefillin, but I already put on tefillin every day. So how can I increase?" The rabbi said, "You can put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, put on a second pair of tefillin." So I said, "Sure, I want to do it." But my rabbi said, "Wait a minute, Bo. But it doesn't mean one day. If you're going to start putting on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, that means you have to do them every day." "Okay," I said to him, "I'll do it." And so that's what he did. Here he is. He's not, as he describes himself, he's not a religious Jew. Doesn't do everything. But tefillin really apparently speaks to him. And therefore, because of the situation, he not only puts on one pair of tefillin, he puts on a second pair of tefillin. Okay, that's one story. In fact, I told that story to my wife. My wife said, reminds me when we used to live in South Bend, Indiana. We lived there for 3 years. I taught in the Hebrew day school there. So did my wife. And there was a friend of mine, she said. And my friend got very interested in Judaism. And she got very interested in tznius, in modesty, in dressing modestly. And as a matter of fact, she got very interested in the idea of covering her hair. And so she decided she would buy a shetel. She would buy a wig so that she could cover her hair. And some of the people in the community said to her, "Don't do that. Don't start covering your hair. You're not even keeping Shabbos yet. You have to go in order." No, but she said, "No, even though I'm not doing this and that other mitzvah yet, but no, I want to cover my hair. I think it's a beautiful mitzvah. Being modest, I want to do it." And she did. So we see that we don't always have to go in order. Especially Pesach teaches us the idea of leaping. Pesach means to leap. Hashem leaped over, jumped over, passed over the doorways of the Jewish people and did not go in to kill the firstborn of the Jews, Baruch Hashem. And so too, the idea of Passover includes taking a leap in our service of Hashem, taking a leap forward. And that's what these two stories about, two people who took a leap forward. Okay, it wasn't exactly in the order that people usually do things, but the idea is the person has a desire to serve Hashem, and sometimes that means to take a leap. Thank you very much for joining Jewish Stories and More.